Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network live radio show right here for this Tuesday, April the 23rd, 2024. Tim Wildman here with Wesley Wildman. Good morning, Wesley.
Good morning.
Christopher Woodward.
Good morning. I'd like to take a moment to say happy birthday to my mom. Happy birthday, Sheila.
Happy birthday, Sheila.
Hey, we'll get back to that in a minute. Ray Slater. Pritchard. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Tim. How you doing today?
Doing well. You got any happy birthdays you need to shout out there?
No, but happy birthday to Chris's mom. I love it.
Sheila?
Sheila.
Happy birthday, Sheila. So what are you getting her, Chris? Where are you taking her to dinner and all that good stuff?
Well, we were just talking. Her schedule's kind of up in the air right now with some other priorities. But we, Lord willing, we'll get together for to break bread here very soon.
Okay, but you're not telling her today or nothing, right?
No, no. Not to the woman who brought me into this world and can take me out.
No.
All right. Well, Dr. Frank Turek will be along in just a few minutes. We look forward to visiting with Frank as we normally do on Tuesdays. Do you want to say something?
Well, when you finish, I didn't want to interrupt you. This was a hang on. I got something.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
A little bit of housekeeping before we get to the program of today. We've got two events coming up. One event is AFA at the Ark. It's October 31st through November 2nd. And just in the last few days, we've opened up registration. Last year, we filled all the way up. And then we had to tell people to wait till next year. So it's going to fill
Turn
up.
Turn people away last year?
You said it that way. I said tell them to come back the next year. But it's the same thing, right?
Okay. Well, you said we're... What you're saying is this sold out last
sold
year.
Out.
It'll sell out again.
That's right.
So what is this exactly?
AFA at the Ark, October 31st through November 2nd. This is where myself and along with Tony Vitagliano and other staff members from AFA, we go up to the Ark. We are adding.
You're talking about, you know, Ken Ham's Ark.
Ken Ham's Ark. That's right. In Williamstown, Kentucky.
Right.
We will go visit the Ark for one day. But this year, because of how well last year went, we're adding one day where we go visit the Creation Museum as well.
Together as a group?
Together as a group. So 200 of our AFR listeners and supporters will go, and we will meet them, myself, Tony Vitagliano, our families, and some of the staff members from AFA. We'll spend a couple days visiting with 200 of our listeners at the Ark and at the Creation Museum. It's about a three-day event, and we look forward to that. That's one event coming up. Also, Men of Honor, we are taking registrations for that. Men of Honor is a local, at our headquarters, summer ministry for young men where we disciple them in the Word of God, and we learn skills such as changing a tire, yard maintenance, how to cook, things like that. So we'll do all those things this summer at our headquarters. Registration is open for that now. Both of those events can be found at afa.net/events. There you can all the information I just shared and more.
Forward slash or backward slash?
Let me see. I'm from Mississippi and dyslexic at the same time, so that's going to be...
You don't have to apologize for being Mississippi.
Backward.
Son.
Forward slash.
Ray's from Alabama. He doesn't go around.
I don't apologize for any of that.
No, it wasn't an apology. It's just it was context.
Right. Yeah.
It is what it is.
That's right. afa.net/events. You can find both of those with all the details, and both of those require registration, so you're going to want to go.
Obviously. Yep. So AFA at the Ark, and it's going to be is Walker going?
Walker would have been going, but Walker and his wife will be having their fifth baby. Yeah, the same week.
Kind of a lame excuse, but anyway.
Sort of. Maybe.
Yeah.
For not to travel. You can travel and have a baby. A lot of women have babies in vans.
That's right. I'll do it all the time, right?
A couple more in Walker's house is going to have its own zip code.
No, he may find a way to sneak away, but.
Is Alex going? Do you know? Or
Right now, Alex came with us last year. At this point, he's not coming with us this year. We've already got speakers from the Ark who have offered to.
Oh, you're going to have, okay. Yep. What about Ken Ham?
He'll be one of them. Yep.
Really?
Well, he was last year. Yeah. We're still in discussion if that's a possibility this year, and it would only be because of his schedule. So we're still working at a schedule. We hope that
Ken's
he can
be a great
expected.
Guy.
Very good, very good. And then, of course, Men of Honor is our discipleship program for young men that AFA offers this summer at our headquarters.
The AFA at the Ark, when is that again? October?
October 31st through November 2nd.
And where can people read more about this?
If they go to afa.net/events, we have all the information there. Any question that you may have.
Gotcha.
Hey, Ray, I wanted to get an update on your health situation.
Well, this is day 88 of 180 days of treatment for prostate cancer, and this is day 10 of 28 days of radiation. And so a couple hours ago, I was there at the University of Kansas Hospital and under the big thing, and, takes about 6 or 7 minutes a day. And Tim, I was thinking about this actually this morning, laying under there where that big machine comes over you, and you don't feel anything, but you can hear it. It kind of reminds me when I'm getting that radiation of a mechanical sprayer. Like you're spraying your garden or something. I think this morning they were spraying my petunias. And so
way to put it.
You lay there and you just think about. You lay there and just think about things. And basically, other than being tired, I'm doing fine. And the doctor says it's good. So we got about another 3 weeks to go of radiation and then some more hormone treatment. But should be all done with everything by the end of July. And doctor's positive. He says we're going to cure this thing, which I like that.
Amen. We all like to hear the word cure, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen. Absolutely. That's wonderful. Well, listen, we'll keep praying for you. I know it's, you said it makes you tireder than normal, right?
Unbelievable. And the radiation was already pretty bad with the hormone, but the radiation was just a big kick in the face. Mm. But that's just what you go through.
Yeah.
Right now, feel great. And when the program's over, I may have to lay down and take a nap. It's just strange that way.
All right, not to go too far on this, but I'm just curious because I've never had radiation before. I've known people who have. But so you're in this machine and it's zapping you, so to speak?
Yes. Yes.
This is why I didn't make medical school right there.
It's not like an MRI where you're inside the machine, but there's huge arms and they're kind of, it's very sci-fi. They're passing this way and they're passing.
Yeah. Because how do they know where to go? You just lay there, you strap down.
They put gold. There's little pieces of gold inside me. They call them fiducial markers, which will never be taken out, by the way. They'll be with me till I go to heaven. Huh. And somehow those machines, they aim in on those little pieces of gold, and it tells these multimillion-dollar machines where to spray the stuff. So you hear it. I don't feel anything at all.
Yeah.
I want more. Keep going.
Well, you got gold.
I got gold inside me.
Got gold inside you, and that radiation knows that's where to shoot.
Yeah, that Roslyn Capital guy wants to talk to you.
He wants to talk. They called three times in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
They triangulate off the three they're the size of like little pieces of rice or something, they say. That's all I really know.
I think we're 0 for 4 on medical school right here.
Yeah.
Thank God for doctors and nurses that know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Specialists.
Let me say two other things. One thing you learned is cancer is no respecter of persons, because they got about 6 of these machines here at the big hospital. And I mean, guys, they're going from 7:30 in the morning till 5:36 at night. And when one guy finishes, or a woman could be, one finishes, another comes in, and they do the radiation for every kind of cancer you can think of. So as I'm walking out, the next guy's walking in, as I'm checking out, going up the stairs, and you see people. See, cancer is no respecter of persons. That's one thing. And number two, I just want to say thank you to the AFR family. So many of our listeners have said they're praying for me, and that means a great deal.
Amen.
A great deal.
Amen, brother. All right. Well, we will continue to lift you up and in prayer. And I'd advise men to get their prostate checked.
If you're 50 or over, get your PSA checked. It's really simple blood test. Get it checked.
I do that, and I do the hello test too.
Yes, sir.
I think all men know what I'm talking about.
You mean turn your head?
I'm coming up on that age.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying hello.
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 Oh, that one.
That test.
You get to know your doctor a little better.
Yes.
I don't know. Or
really, he gets to know you a little better.
Yeah, that's true. So. Oh, for sure.
But look, if you consider the alternative, it's
no,
far
I know.
Better.
Yeah.
The far better to do that.
No, that's right. At least once. I do that once a year, but I'm 61. But you say post 50 should do
50,
that.
50, yeah.
And that, what did you say? What is that?
PSA.
Yeah, test. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues, and not the medical advice today, but we do advise you to get your checkups annually to catch cancer early, because that's the survival rate goes way up the earlier you're able to do that. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues. We want to welcome our good friend, Dr. Frank Turek, to the stage. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, gentlemen. Big news today. I don't know if you saw it on the Babylon Bee. Biden unveils official campaign slogan, Death to America.
Death to America. Oh, that's dark humor right there from the Babylon Bee.
Yes.
Yeah, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing just fine. Good to hear that Ray's doing well. Yep. I'm also tired every day because I have this condition known as 62.
I hear you. Have you been on any college campuses recently?
Yes.
Where'd you go?
The past few weeks, we were at Southeastern Louisiana State University. We were at University of Buffalo and Boise State up there in Idaho.
What were you doing?
I don't have enough faith to be an atheist, giving people evidence that Christianity is true and taking a whole bunch of questions. And people can see all that on our YouTube channel because we live stream it. Just go to the Cross Examined YouTube channel and two words, Cross Examined, and click on live. You'll see all the campus events we do.
What was your turnout between all of them combined? Y'all have a pretty good turnout?
In fact, every room's filled. So let's see. We had about 350, I want to say, in Louisiana, and we had 400 in Buffalo, and we had the room only held 250 in Idaho, but we had a overflow room, so we had about 400 there. But we have at least 10,000 watching online in the first 12 hours past the event. So,
when you go to these college campuses and do these, are these like an open forum, or do you speak and then you take questions, or is it a debate setting, or what exactly?
I speak and then take questions. And
okay.
A lot of times the questions will go on for an hour. I think at Buffalo we had an hour and a half of questions. So
wow.
People like to ask
questions. What's the most commonly asked question?
How did you get to know Tim Wildman?
Well, yeah, that is.
Everybody common. Wants to know,
yeah.
Tim.
Yeah, and
inquiring
why you,
minds.
And secondly, why do you maintain a relationship with him?
It's the real question.
Let me guess the number one question. You
go ahead.
Without, and I may have asked you in the past, but I'm going to. How could a, if you say God is so good, why does he allow evil in the world? Or some form of that?
That's a biggie. In fact, I would say that 90% of the questions come in one of four categories. They all begin with the letter E. If God, why evil? Just like you said. You also get questions on evolution, you know, versus, say, intelligent design or creation. You also get questions on eternity. Why did God create people he knew would go to hell? What about those that have never heard? Those kinds of questions. And then you also get questions on ethics, you know, LGBTQ stuff. You get questions on why did God kill the Canaanites, which is also a variation of the evil question. So evil, evolution, eternity, and ethics.
All right.
And we have an app, the Cross-Examined app, and we have
very good
questions
app.
That are in those four categories on the app. And short answers to them.
You recommend the app, Wesley?
I recommend it. And if you're looking for ways to be strengthened in your confidence and be able to articulate the biblical worldview on these discussions that we're talking about, these topics. That app is wonderful.
What's the app?
Yeah, two words in the App Store, cross-examined with a D on the end of it, cross-examined.
Loading it now.
All right. Well, yeah. Hey, I'm just curious. What's your answer when they, you know, when somebody says, if God is so good, why does he allow evil in the world? Then I guess, are they presupposing they do believe in God?
Well, they're certainly presupposing a standard, okay. But that standard only exists if God exists. Because if there is no God, there's no purpose to life, which means there's no right way to live it or wrong way to live it, which means nothing is ultimately good or bad. Everything's just a matter of opinion. You can't say, from an objective point of view anyway, that, say, murdering people is worse than loving them, because there's no purpose to life and there's no standard of morality outside of ourselves if there is no God. Everything's just a matter of opinion. So they're presupposing a standard when they say, why is there evil? And that standard can only exist if God exists, because, look, evil doesn't exist on its own. It only exists as a lack in a good thing. Like, for example, when Ray was talking about prostate cancer, cancer is an example of evil. If you take all the cancer out of a good body, you got a better body. But if you take all the body out of the cancer, you got nothing. So evil doesn't exist by itself. It only exists as a lack or a privation or a parasite in a good thing. Evil is like rust in a car. If you take all the rust out of a car, you got a better car. If you take all the car out of the rust, you got a Pinto.
Bada boom. Frank's got these Pinto jokes.
That's right. And so, the younger folks are going, what?
No, Pinto.
People drove a what? Bean?
Yeah. All right. So how do you Ray, go ahead. Do you have a question for Frank? I have 100.
Okay, Frank. These days, when you let's go to the ethics side of things, the LGBTQ, the transgendered stuff. What sorts of questions specifically now in just those two areas? What kind of questions are the folks asking you these days?
Well, we had a lady out at Fresno State. It wasn't so much a question, it was more a complaint that people like me or anybody that's a Christian somehow have blood on their hands if we don't affirm everything somebody wants to do. Now, it's quite interesting that this person didn't affirm what I was doing, but I didn't claim that she had blood on her hands, right?
Right.
Because she disagreed with me. Disagreement is not necessarily hate. If that were the case, then anybody who disagreed with you, you could call a hater. Now, I notice that one side tends to do that quite a bit.
Yep.
All right. They say if you don't agree with us, you're a hater. But somehow they don't agree with us and we don't call them haters. No, disagreement is disagreement. It's not hate. Now, it could be, you know, if you say, well, you should die because you disagree with me. But simple disagreement about a particular moral issue is not hate. So I needed to point that out. In fact, everything that this person said in this exchange, which, by the way, you can see on our YouTube channel, it's got over 500,000 views. Everything this person said was assuming a moral standard that she did not have in her worldview. Because if she's an atheist, there's no way to say that even hate is wrong. It would be just her opinion.
Hey, Frank, this is Wesley here. I will say, though, I did have fun one time when I did hijack the opponent's strategy and just started calling them haters before they even started talking. and now it was a liberal friend of mine, and, you know, LGBT wide open, you know, Biden, the whole thing. And I did start with, you're hating me because I'm a Christian. We didn't even get to the topic. And, of course, it was funny because they spent 10 minutes apologizing for hating me when I was just doing it tongue-in-cheek to make a point. And I was like, this is hilarious. And then, of course, we ended up making some ground. But the point was, is that I used their strategy just for tongue in cheek to make a point, and they spent, like I said, 10 minutes apologizing, and I didn't really mean they were hating me. Anyways, but yeah, I had a little fun with that.
Hater.
Yeah.
You know, and
but the point is that human nature doesn't want to be a lot. Well, I say human nature. A lot of people don't want to be accused of hating. They don't want to hate.
Yeah. No. So, I know that. Then you feel like you got to defend yourself if somebody calls you.
So it's a great strategy.
But let me go even. I know Frank's talked about this before too. But let me go even deeper on the presuppositions. And Frank can respond to this. I would say, and this sounds shocking when you say something like I'm about to say, but hear me out. You have to anyway, because I'm right here and I'm about to say
it. Live radio.
All right. So I would say somebody says you're a hater. Okay. LGBT, they're an LGBT proponent, and they say you're a Christian, and yeah, you're a hater. Frank, what if I said, what's wrong with hate?
You can. I like that strategy. Yeah. Or okay. You could say, the person I was talking to at Fresno State, she said she had certain rights. I said, where do rights come from? Hmm. You have to challenge the assumption behind the question.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, because the people are assuming Christian principles while denying Christianity's truth.
Yeah, there you go. Bingo.
That would be a good country song right there.
Yeah.
You just said.
I was going to say a good title to a book.
Or title to a book right there. It's pretty long, though. You have to make the words real small on the front of the book.
By the way, it's interesting. When I was out in Idaho, the pastor's son was in a public school class in high school, and the teacher said, now we have to affirm somebody. If a boy says he's a girl, you have to affirm this person as a girl. And so the student said, what if the person says I'm an animal? Do I have to affirm that person being an animal? Yes, you do. What if the person says I'm a deer? Do I have to treat them like a deer? Yes, you do. What if I have a hunting license? Can I shoot? Can I shoot that deer?
Ooh.
And the teacher got so exasperated, she just threw the kid out of the class. Because the logic just doesn't work, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
You got to start questioning.
The teacher was exasperated because the teacher had no answer to the question.
That's right.
That was consistent.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's right.
By the way, have you heard about these furries?
Yes.
That's it.
Our Bronson Woodruff has a story about furries.
Well, tell us what this is, Chris, and where you ever won.
Well, furries, no. I can confirm I was never a furry, nor will I be.
I heard about this the first time a month ago. Somebody on our staff told me about this.
Yes.
What we're about to talk about, you may have never heard about this, folks, but this is a growing thing. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
Furries are people who say they're interested.
They're usually kids.
Yeah, usually kids, usually teens or tweens. But furries are people who say they're interested in animals with human characteristics, and therefore they want to dress in animal costumes. Sometimes they wear a hood of an animal head on their heads, and they want to behave as though they are an animal, even if it's in a classroom with other kids who are expected to behave during tests or learning time.
Yeah, this isn't Halloween dress up. These people, they are identifying as whatever animal they're dressing up as, and they're serious about it.
Correct. I am not a doctor. I have a BA in communication from what amounts to an A&M university, but this appears to be a mental disorder.
You think, Chris?
Yes.
Chris is on to something right here. Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to put that video that I mentioned with the person at Fresno State in the Facebook comments here.
Okay.
So people can see it.
Okay, so go to today's issues Facebook page.
There it is right there. Boom.
Okay. Today's issues Facebook page. You can watch what Frank's talking about right there. All right, Frank, what you got coming up this Saturday? Do you know yet?
This Saturday, going to have the great Bobby Conway on. He's just written a new book about some of these common objections you get to Christianity, so you can tune in for that.
Okay, that's 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Saturday morning Central Time right here on American Family Radio, Dr. Frank Turek with Cross Examine. All right, Frank, take care. We'll see you next time.
Hey, God bless you guys. Don't forget, Death to America, Biden's new slogan.
According to a recent study of hundreds of post-abortive women, 60% of women reported that they would have preferred to give birth if they had received more support from others or had more financial security. And that's where Preborn steps in. Preborn is there for women in their darkest hour, deciding between the life and death of their precious child. You see, the reality is women are being pressured to make this fatal decision and are being told that their babies are just a clump of cells. Preborn welcomes women with God's love and introduces them to the beautiful life growing inside of them, which doubles their baby's chance at life. When you support Preborn, you not only support women, you empower them. Your donation of $28 will help a woman to make a choice that she won't have to regret for the rest of her life and gives her the ultimate blessing, life. Your love can save a life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or visit preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR. And Wesley, tell folks how they can engage this show in other ways.
The best way to do it, and we recommend downloading the AFR app, because with the AFR app, if you begin to lose signal with our terrestrial radio stations or our towers, you won't do that with the app. So I would recommend downloading the AFR app. There we also have an additional station, which is our music station, which you can't get anywhere else but the AFR app. You can also go to AFR.net, as well as our Facebook page and YouTube channel, Today's Issues Live.
What kind of music is on there?
Contemporary Christian music. So a little bit of
everything. Do you have any songs on there?
I do not have any songs on there. And in fact,
does Ray?
Ray, no, is not. I can answer for you. I can't answer for Ray on a lot.
Ray,
but
you
I can
have
answer
do you
for
have
Ray
any,
on that.
Are you a singer there?
In the shower, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it.
Okay.
And I don't know who to blame, because is it either your generation
blame
or the one
what?
Before that or one before that, because I can't find anywhere in any lineage, in any depth, that we have any musical talents.
In the Wildman tree?
On the Wildman.
No, you won't.
That's what I'm saying. So
no,
is it?
You won't.
Do I blame
it,
you?
I don't know. It goes way back.
Do I blame your parents?
My cousin can sing. One of my cousins.
One, okay.
One of my cousins can sing.
Mom's side or dad's?
My dad. Okay. My uncle's son.
Okay. That's my point. Okay.
My cousin. Yeah, but
my
but
cousin's
it's
uncle's
it's
son.
It's bad
dogs.
when you can look down at your family and go, "Yeah, we got one. We got one who can sing."
And it's a third cousin.
Well, now we got many who think they can.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and I'm not bad. I'm not bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm not.
No,
you. Know, you. But it's hard to judge yourself.
Right.
You know, especially as a singer. I just know when some of our family members sing Silent Night at Christmas, it ruins the atmosphere.
It does.
I'll just say that.
Yeah, that's why we bring the little children in.
Sleep in heavenly peace when they hit that hike. that's the neighbors call the police.
But we learn, though, that's why we bring the children and the grandchildren.
Yes.
To
right. But if you have a whole bunch of people who can't sing together.
That's right. They kind of balance.
You can make joyful noise, and nobody's offending anybody else because they're not used to anything.
That's right.
Quality. You see what I'm going to logic there?
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues, but tell folks about, did you tell folks about Pay's Facebook, YouTube, and our own streaming service?
Our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, Facebook.
Today's Issues.
Today's Issues Live. Today's Issues Live, as well as go to afastreaming.net. That's afastreaming.net.
We prefer that you go to our own video streaming service if you want to watch the show.
You
want to
watch it, yeah.
Right. Yeah, but you can, it's streaming. Streaming, not screaming, okay? streaming.afa.net, streaming.afa.net. If they go there, it takes them about 2 minutes to sign up, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, most of our listeners already got an account, but if you don't have one, then you'll need to get one.
I shared a link again in the Facebook page.
Good, absolutely.
And the reason we're also pointing there is because a lot of the things we talk about, we end up putting links to that in our show notes. So if you're looking for something, you can go to any of those resources. And usually, and of course, with Chris's help too as well, where do you usually put that on yours?
On the links?
Yeah, the link.
Oftentimes when I look like I'm sitting here just typing on the computer while you guys are talking about today's issues, I post the links to what you're talking about.
You're not putting your bets in for the games this weekend.
Not normally. Not normally, but, you know, if it comes to that. I will say, do check out the Facebook page for the show if you are listening on our Facebook page, because I have shared links to a lot of what Frank talked about in the previous half hour. I always share the link to Ray's website as well, and all of the AFA links from AFR, AFA, AFN. If it has an A in it and ends in .net, I probably share it.
All right, a couple big stories. Well, there's three big stories out there that are in the news. Mm-hmm. Let me list them, and we'll try to cover as many as we can. One is, if you've seen some of the news coverage in New York City, it's absolute mess on the two major college campuses, Columbia University mm-hmm. and New York University, NYU. And what has happened is that these left-wing radicals, the pro-Hamas, the anti-Israel folks have mm-hmm. taken over the campuses, set up encampments, getting in conflict with the New York police officers, because they don't have permits to be able to do this. But the terrible thing is, in many cases, the administrations are in favor of these folks. Mm-hmm. It's a very scary time, even in New York, as many Jews as live there, to be a Jew in New York City right now, especially on these college campuses I saw yesterday. And these are considered prestigious schools, okay? Right, whether we do or not, the world considers these prestigious schools.
Columbia. Big-time school.
And they produce a lot of Columbia produces a lot of journalists,
yes.
right? They're known for that, Columbia Journalist School. Mm-hmm. And I saw yesterday, Ray, where Robert Kraft, who is the owner of the New England Patriots, and didn't he make his money off the Kraft?
I think the
Kraft family, the food business, isn't that?
I'll confirm that in a second. We do have audio of Mr. Kraft.
Okay. I hope I'm not wrong on that. I think he's
I'll look this up. What was it?
Yeah,
question?
Robert Kraft. Do you know, Ray? Do you know how he made his money?
I don't know.
I'm wanting to say it's the Kraft food business, but maybe I'm wrong about that. But look it up. Anyway, he's a billionaire. You've seen him on TV because he's every time the New England Patriots win a Super Bowl, which has been like many, many times, you've seen his face. People know who he is. He's an alumni of Columbia University, and he's cut him off. He said, I'm not going to support this.
Good for him.
He said, this is he gave him a lot of money. He said, I'm not supporting this Jew hate that being fostered at this school. Does it say, tell me when you run across how he made his money. You see anyway, what were you going to say?
We do have audio of Mr. Kraft.
Okay, well, let's play that.
Okay, clip 5.
We can't have this intimidation that's filtering through all these colleges, and the hate continue to grow and multiply the way it is.
Okay, he's 80-something years old. I don't know how old he is exactly, but anyway, those were his comments. And you have had a lot of rich people who give to these liberal schools have taken their money out in the last year over this kind of thing.
Yeah, Columbia's lost money. Harvard has lost
Harvard's lost money. A lot of money.
It's lost a ton of money. University of Pennsylvania has lost money. Look, New York City, here's the strangeness of this situation. New York City is the largest Jewish city in the world. Most people don't know that. More Jews in New York City than in Haifa or Tel Aviv or Jerusalem. Okay, so New York City has been a highlight. It's been and the Jewish community in Brooklyn is enormous. So What a conundrum that in the largest, quote, Jewish city, if you want to say it that way, in the world, you not just have anti-Semitism, but it's dangerous now for Jewish people, American citizens, to go out to eat in certain restaurants, to walk certain streets. And I would say certainly if you're a Jewish student, wouldn't you think twice about setting foot on your own campus at Columbia or NYU?
I saw yesterday where a Jewish professor at Columbia was denied entry onto campus. His security card was cut off, stopped. I guess because they didn't want him coming in there and being roughed up by the protesters.
Yeah, it's been
very dangerous.
Tough several months now, I guess, for Jewish people. I do have audio also that relates to what we're discussing. It's a clip of Sophia Witt. She is with an organization called Students Supporting Israel. And she told me this morning that, you know, Columbia today, your campus tomorrow. So be advised. Clip 12.
If Columbia leadership is this lackadaisical in institutional, you know, reassurance and you know, safety, what's stopping, you know, the smaller schools or the less, quote-unquote, elite schools from going in and doing the same thing? If it is happening at Columbia, it could happen anywhere.
So that's one big news story. Another big news story is this division in the Republican ranks in Washington, D.C. over some legislation. Okay, so you have Speaker Mike Johnson, and correct me if I'm wrong here. He has sent over legislation from the House of Representatives that passed having to do with funding. He sent over three bills, funding the Ukraine war, fund Israel, and then fund Taiwan, was it? And then he sent that over to the...
You left out the one, there's another bill where they funded the border. The United States border.
Oh, you're joking. They didn't fund the border.
Oh, that's right. They didn't fund the United States border.
You're making
border.
A backwards point here.
Yeah.
They didn't fund. There's no money in there to fund security of the border, right?
That is correct.
So anyway, this has created. We don't know what's going to happen in the Senate.
Right.
Exactly. So this has created some division in the Republican ranks.
Right.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
On the one side, you have President Trump and Speaker Johnson, and their argument is that we have a one-vote majority.
That's right.
Speaker Johnson can't get a lot done that he wants to get done because of that reason. It's very tenuous, right?
Yeah, real quick.
That's what they're going to say.
That's right. And I have a whole lot of problems with this, but I do, before we get into that, I do want to say that it is a big deal, the fact that that I believe it was Mike Johnson that got these divided up into three votes.
Yeah, and kudos for him for doing
that. Yes, because up to this point, everything's been an omnibus, put everything in one big pot, and then we vote on it, and there's things in there we don't like.
Right.
So that
however. And there is a however here, Chris, right?
Yes, there is. So I've shared two links. We do have the aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan heads to the Senate for final approval. That is a story on AFN.net, which is our website, the news organization here at AFA. The sidebar story that Tim mentioned there is a Daily Mail article which says Senate Republicans are trying to kill $95 billion bill giving what it calls corrupt Ukraine over $60 billion and Israel $26 billion. And the opposition here is because it has $0 for border security and could lead to a takedown of TikTok in the U.S. They crammed a whole bunch of issues into one bill. Shocker.
And this is the FISA situation, too, allowing it to stay on in its current form. There's a lot of people, conservatives particularly, upset about this. So, listen, if I go too much beyond this, I'm going to get into things I don't really know or understand, which is rare for me. why are you guys laughing?
No.
I'm feeling like mocked here.
Okay. No, Doc.
We're with you, Tim.
I was admitting my humility.
Hey, go ahead, Dr. Wildman.
Okay, I was going to
Dr. Wildman, give us your best.
But sure. There's only so much of this stuff you can stick in your brain, right?
And then, that's right.
And then your brain,
you work in the news, don't you?
Yes, your brain hits tilt. Okay, so Ray, what? And then I know Wesley's getting. He wants to
unleash,
go off on this too. Okay, so there's a lot of people that have problems that there's a division in the Republican ranks whether to give Ukraine money or not,
right? Right, right.
So just one thing. So Mike Johnson, as he said, he's going to vote yes on that. Did he vote yes on that to give money to the Ukraine?
I believe he did.
I think he did too.
Now, President Trump is kind of at odds with MAGA.
Yep.
Because Trump is backing the money to Ukraine. Right. He says give it in a form of a loan, which Ukraine doesn't have to pay back, which I thought is just silly nonsense. Yeah.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
A loan you don't have to repay.
That's what he said. I saw Trump the other day, and he's conducting the orchestra as he speaks, you know, with his hands, and he says, yes, we need to give it to Ukraine money, give it in a form of a loan, and if they don't want to pay it back, they don't have to pay it back. And I'm going like, excuse me, with all due respect, Mr. President.
That doesn't even make any sense.
No.
So anyway, but I'm just telling you that Trump is at odds with a lot of his support base on this, as is Speaker Johnson.
Sure.
He's at odds with a lot of people who are his friends in Washington, D.C. Go ahead, Ray, and then Wesley.
Okay.
Number one. I think overall, Speaker Johnson, who has been put, he came into the office in an impossible situation, okay?
Right.
Totally impossible. It has only gotten worse. And it's not, he's not the cause of the problem. He's not the solution.
Right.
The Republican caucus, is that the right word for it?
Yeah.
It's torn apart.
Right.
Okay. They can barely agree on anything. So, in my judgment, I mean, I'd certainly give him a passing grade as a speaker. He had to do a whole lot of learning on the job, and so they've passed the aid to Ukraine, right?
They did.
It's gone
to the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Gone to the Senate. Mm-hmm. Expected to pass over there or not?
I would. Well, oftentimes the news will say, you know, there's opposition. Chances of it passing is unlikely, and that's true, given the makeup of the Senate, but this is an election year, and some people want to be in office again next year.
Okay. It's my second question about this, because it has been confusing to understand what's going on. Was this bill that went from the House to the Senate was just about Ukraine, or was further funding for Israel?
It's
in
further,
there also.
It's funding for both Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Republicans wanted the separate bill. Just a measure saying here's how much money we're going to do to Israel. That didn't fly with some members of the House, and that's why they did the package deal.
Because if you remember a couple weeks or maybe a month back, they had all three of these plus funding for the border, the United States border. Even though that funding had all its issues,
it did.
And so what they're doing now is they're dividing them up into three.
Now, supporters of this package deal say it's still giving money to Israel. It's just included with a package deal that also gives money to Ukraine. But there's Republicans in Congress and maybe even a few moderate Democrats that have concerns about Ukraine and what they do with money we've been sending them.
Okay, Ray, Chris, Dad, I got a question for you. You ready? Okay, let's set aside everybody's, including my philosophy or opinion on how much and who we should be giving money to outside the United States, okay? Because there's a lot of variation there. I don't personally believe that we need to be giving money to foreign aides to this amount. I think we can support them if we think that they're in the right. We can support them in different ways when we have the debt that we hold in America. However, that's a lot. We'll set that aside for a minute. How difficult is it, and where can we not find common ground that for every penny that we give to a foreign country, we do not match that with the amount of money we give to Texas, Arizona, California to secure our own border? So for every penny, as a Republican, we should say, Republicans should say, caucus included, everyone should say, okay, we can give seven, is it $60 billion to Ukraine, but we're going to give $60 billion to Texas, California, Arizona combined to secure our borders. And then, and how come in that room with all the Republicans, we can't go 100%? I vote that.
Right. Yeah, it's, yeah, I'm, you know, your point is, and a lot of the point of the, of a lot of Republicans is we need to secure our home front first before we keep sending millions and millions of dollars, billions of dollars overseas. Billions.
It'll be more money to Ukraine next year. Yep. I mean, it'll, it'll keep happening.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm torn on the Ukraine question.
Yeah, sure.
I know a lot of people aren't like you.
I'm not.
Okay. The reason I'm torn is I lean your direction, what you're saying, is that, and Ray, you've traveled in the Ukraine.
Right, right.
If America quits supporting Ukraine, Ukraine's going to fall to the Russians.
That's correct. Guaranteed. May happen anyway.
May happen anyway,
but if we pull out our money, they are going to fall.
Now, a lot of people say, so what? It's not our fight. And if Ukraine falls to the Russians, they've been Russian before. And we don't have the money to continue to hold up the Ukrainian resistance to probably the inevitable. And that is, but a lot of people thought.
No other country's sending money to us to help us with our border.
Yeah, listen, that's why I'm torn. Yeah. It's like a tennis match. I go, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
and
you're
I see
right.
the ball go back across the net and I go, hey, that's right.
Sure.
But we're $34 trillion in debt. Does it matter that, does it matter that Russia takes Ukraine in the end?
Well,
does that matter?
It's a tremendous
us?
Shift in the balance of power there. And the Ukrainian people, I'm not talking about, is the government over there corrupt? Yes.
Talking about the Ukrainian government.
Yes, yes. And the Russian government is completely in the hands of Putin and his cronies. Okay. So we're not really happy about that. But I think America is better served with a free Ukraine than a Ukraine that is a satellite of I almost said the Soviet Union, but I meant Russia.
Russia.
I think the last thing I want to say is I think with these bills, we're almost at a point of in for a little, in for a lot. We've given so much.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's a bottomless pit of money. It's going to be required. Right. There appears to be no winning objective. No attainable objective of victory for Ukraine.
Same thing with Afghanistan. We were in Afghanistan for forever. Half my lifetime, and we have nothing to show for it.
It might be better, and I think Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, or one of them, has said this. You know, and that it may be time for Ukraine to negotiate a settlement where they give up some of their land in return for the end of the war. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, that it's very believable that that's where this ends up. Crimea is a sticking point, but Russia already controls a certain part of far eastern Ukraine, which is largely, though not entirely, ethnic Russian. So you could, I think we're not far from that anyway, Tim.
Yeah. I don't know Mike Johnson personally. I've met him. But I don't know him like Tony Perkins does. You know, Tony's on the afternoons with us. Tony has Mike Johnson on quite frequently, the Speaker of the House. So he is a fine Christian man and a conservative his whole life. He was a Freedom Caucus guy. But now a lot of people who are in the Freedom Caucus have said, you know, what he is doing and promoting, Mike Johnson, is not consistent with the values that we voted him in for. I'm just telling you, that's the...
And I pray and hope that if there is something behind the scenes that has happened or is happening that would help make sense of all this or make sense of some of this from his position, that this revealed in the next couple of months.
Right.
Because otherwise, he will find himself like with people like me as being, quote, a rhino. You work your way there. If what I said doesn't happen, there's something that we uncover that or we find out or he's able to share later that we would need to know about now, because otherwise everything that 90% of what he said,
he's in a pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Look, does anybody believe Mike Johnson's a rhino? I mean, I think.
That's not his history.
No. That's not his history.
I would say no.
Yeah. No, but Wesley's ready to unleash one. A rhino.
No. I'm saying at this point.
I know what you're
saying. If he continues and we do this.
I need an explanation.
I would rather, even if it's as clear as, hey, guys, I don't know.
I tell you what the explanation is. You want it?
You can do it in a minute and a half?
I can do it in a minute and a half. All right. I'll tell you what the explanation is. Here's the explanation. The Republicans are really fearful as a group of being blamed for shutting down the government. And it has proven in the past to be a detriment to them.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And it's an election year. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to shut down the government. The Democrats know the Republicans don't want to shut down the government. So if you know somebody doesn't have a lot of negotiating power,
yeah,
then you know how to manipulate them.
Yep.
And so Mike Johnson, I think he said this in an article yesterday, we don't want to shut down the government. That wouldn't be good for us, especially now the Democrats would kill us in November if we shut down the government. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to shut down the government, then you're not willing to shut down the government over, okay, we're not going to fund Ukraine anymore.
Sure.
Or we need the border secure. If those aren't your ultimatums to shut down the border, to shut down the government, then the Democrats know that, and that they're going to exploit your weaknesses.
I think we need to negotiate better.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.